This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pop Scream Victoria is currently conducting a survey of LGBTIQ folks with a cervix. Earlier today, Emma, the lovely Emma, spoke to Haranthi Pereira, the manager of Pop Scream Victoria, and started by asking her to tell us about the survey.
At the moment, we are looking to do a piece of research to basically improve our awareness and knowledge of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex people's participation rates in cervical screening, and also just obtain a greater understanding of what some of the barriers may be to cervical screening for this community.
And is there a reason why it's been identified now that this survey should be undertaken?
We know that for a lot of Victorian women that cervical screening can be a little bit awkward and embarrassing, and so we're really wanting to increase our knowledge of what some of these barriers are for all women in the community. So we wanted to do a particular piece of research with the GLBTI community and have formed a fantastic partnership with the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society, who are supporting us to actually undertake this piece of research.
And it's not, I mean, of course, it's not just women. I mean, particularly talking about our community, there might be people who are facing, I mean, you might have some information on this, but some people facing additional barriers, for example, transgender men or people who are gender non-conforming or who are intersex and have a cervix. Do you have any information on that at this point, or that's the sort of thing that you're hoping to find out?
That's exactly what we're hoping to find out. So, yeah, this survey certainly is open to all of those communities. And so basically anyone with a cervix is who we're wanting to participate in this piece of research. So it will ideally improve our understanding of how we can improve our services to reach all communities equally and in an effective and equitable way.
And some rainbow folks might think as well, because I think there was some information circulating some time ago now that said, for example, if you're a woman who had never had sex with a man, that you weren't at as great a risk of cervical cancer, which isn't the case at all. But do you think that misconception is perhaps still out there and that's stopping people from having regular screening?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it is quite a common myth that women may think that if they haven't participated in sexual activity with a male or with a heterosexual partner that they're not at risk of developing cervical cancer, and that simply isn't the case. So we know that cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus, and this virus is incredibly common. We basically say it's the common cold of sexual activity, and 4 out of 5 people will have the virus at some point in their life, and this includes both men and women. And therefore, it's actually transmitted between person to person through genital skin to genital skin contact. So, therefore, basically, anyone engaging in sexual activity, be it with a male or a female, may be exposed to HPV. So it's vitally important that everyone with a cervix does have a pap test every 2 years.
4 out of 5 people, I didn't realise that it was that high.
Yeah, HPV itself is incredibly common, but it is a virus that can basically clear itself, so which is why we sort of make the reference to a common cold, because it is like that, and the body has got the ability to fight off the virus. But it's the HPV infections that hang about for a while that we're most concerned about, and this is where a pap test is so vitally important, because it's the only way to see whether there are any abnormal changes to the cells of the cervix.
Can you tell me about people who've had the HPV vaccine? They still need to go and have regular screening, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's vitally important that people who have received the HPV vaccine continue to screen every 2 years. And the reason for that is because the HPV vaccine is immensely successful, and it's already showing massive reductions in cervical cell abnormalities. However, it doesn't provide full protection against all HPV strains, which we know are linked to cervical cancer. So that's why, regardless of whether you're immunised or not, you need to have a Pap test every 2 years.
And that vaccine is now becoming available for people at schools?
That's correct, yes. So the National Immunisation Program enables teenagers here in Victoria, so both males and females that are in year 7, to get the vaccine for free. So it's 3 doses over a course of 6 months, and it's given for free. Even if the teenager isn't at school, they can still attend a community health service or local council or their GP and still be eligible to receive the vaccine for free if they're in that particular age group.
What's the closing date for the survey here, Anthony?
It's open for a few more weeks, so we're really encouraging as many people to complete this survey. We've already had over 100, which has been fantastic, but we definitely want to spread the word and get it out there to as many people as we can across Victoria.
And do you have any sort of time frame that you're hoping for in terms of getting results and implementing any of the outcomes?
Being an online survey, the results will be turned around quite quickly, and then obviously we'll need to analyse those results, and ideally we'll be taking these findings into our planning for next year. So we're hoping to have quite a comprehensive strategy developed in how we can be reaching these communities and also working with health professionals to ensure that all communities have access to these vital services around cancer screening.
So basically all of the Rainbow folks listening out there tonight with the cervix, for starters, should be getting regular screening every 2 years. And participating in the survey is going to benefit us from what you're saying, that you'll be able to put strategies in place to reduce barriers that our community has in accessing healthcare. So it's really important for everyone to participate in.
Yeah, absolutely. It only takes between 15 to 20 minutes, and it will greatly improve our knowledge and also our service provision in the future.
That was Hiranthi Pereira, the manager of Pap Screen Victoria, telling us about the survey they are currently undertaking of LGBTIQ folks with the cervix. And we, of course, encourage people to participate in the survey. You can go to www.papscreen.org.au and search for LGBTI, and it'll give you a link to the survey.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.